Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Before we begin, of course, we got to check in with the LA and Atlanta crew. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
All right, so later, D-Wade is going chest-to-chest with LeBron James, and Cardi B is shutting down the haters over Kylie Jenner. What? Yo, plus, head crack dishes with some of the hosts of the new Fox Soul Show, The Mix, Romeo Miller, Zonique, Jamie DeBose. We got all that coming up. But Frank, what you got, bro?
Well, it looks like Dua Lipa has put down the mic to put on her hosting hat. She filled in for Jimmy Kimmel Live, and she was interviewing Gwen Stefani. And, of course, when you interview Gwen, you got to ask about her longtime love, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
There was a little bit of an awkward moment during the interview. Take a look.
So I heard that you've been spending quarantine with your husband, Blake Shelton, at the ranch in Oklahoma. Who else was with you? How was that?
Well, he's not my husband, but that sounded cool when you said no.
What do you think? Maybe she was trying to lead Gwen down a road to admit something, and maybe she kind of did the way Gwen responded. What do you think, Heidi?
Well, I mean, it is so weird because I was trying to watch her eyes the whole time to see if she's like, oh, how did they know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if she's like, do I just leave it alone? I almost think she should have left it alone and just been like, oh, that's not what she meant, and just go on. But the fact that she circled back to go, first off, it's not my husband.
Right.
Well, she didn't say it like that, though. Like, don't even insinuate.
I would never.
She was like, well, he's not, but great idea.
Yeah, great idea.
I think she probably told Dua Lipa to ask her that specifically so Blake would hear it, so she could start the conversation at home.
Yeah. So that maybe Blake's like, you know, I kind of like the sound of being called your husband.
Well, they did buy a house together. It's like an estate.
Oh, well,
right. Why would you buy a house with someone you're not married?
Halfway there. Portia, do you correct people, honey, if they call Dennis your husband?
See, in this situation, I feel like normally you would just let it fly, because it's cute. It's like, you know, you're engaged, you want to be called the wife or the husband or whatever, right? But I feel like may be some discussion about when they're going to get married that they've had at home. So she was like, no, we haven't done that yet. Let me correct you right on now. It's going to happen, but it's some issues there.
But when you imagine, though, because they were both in long marriages, they probably just want to just cruise control and just be in a relationship.
Yeah, well, and you also have to remember, he's had two ex-wives, so she would be the third.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm.
What I need to know is Dua Lipa single? My God, that chick is fantastic.
Well, she may be, Frank, but you're, in fact, not.
I know. <man. laughs>
All right, so we're moving on. Just a heads up. Now, they may have announced this by the time you guys see this, but word on the street is The Real The Talk Show is reportedly looking for a male co-host to join the team for the first time ever. Now, according to a source, after Amanda Seals and longtime co-host Tamir Mowry walked away, production believes that they should mix it up by adding a new host, a man and a woman. W Pleasure. Mm. Now, the names haven't been confirmed yet, but, you know, Heidi, what do you think? Could they use some male energy over there to kind of shake things up a bit?
I mean, why not a nice, a lesbian, blonde lesbian on the show? Listen, there's one blonde lesbian that's not in TV anymore. Ellen, I think, is over. So now, no, I'm not leaving.
You're trying to fill that void.
Heidi. You're not going nowhere.
That's hilarious. No, if anybody's going to leave Dish Nation and they want a man and a woman, Gary should go.
You get two for one.
That's me, honey. Yes, ma'am, baby.
Gary, we gonna call them Gary. I'm gonna write a letter to them, Gary. This is you all day.
Right?
Gary. I don't want him to go nowhere.
Thank you, Porsche. I'm not leaving Dish.
Gary would still love us, but his check would be triple, okay? He would appreciate it. Well, y'all, it's time for
What the fashion?
It looked like Dwayne Wade is trying to show us how he got Gabrielle Union. Okay, so while fulfilling his duties as an analyst in the TNT studio, Dwayne thought it was a good idea to imitate his good friend and former teammate LeBron James' unbuttoned shirt look. Take a look.
Wow.
Okay.
Now King James got a good laugh off this challenge. And of course, my girl Gabby had to show her man some love. So she posted a video clip on her IG with the caption, "Sexual Chocolate."
Okay, she thirst trapping for real.
Okay, head crack. So do guys try to compete the way they try to accuse women of doing?
I think passively. Like, I think, you know, like, when it comes to women, sometimes cats be trying to have, like, the best purse or the best hairdo. I don't know what y'all do. But, you know, guys, sometimes, you know, like, you know, I think we try to compete with success. You know, not all dudes adhere to this. Because, right. like, you know, me personally, I don't care what the next man does. It's all fun and games until Shaquille O'Neal gets in that challenge.
But you know what? Speaking about it being a challenge, I do like the way they're competing. Forget competing with success or they have the best woman. I want Gary Headcrack and Chewy and Frank, I want y'all to compete in taking y'all damn shirt off. Go ahead, open it up. Let us see what you're working with.
Oh, boo.
I tell you what. That's a challenge, Portia.
Chewy,
now it's got to be a special dish edition picture.
Chewy's already naked.
Chewy's
naked.
Chewy's naked.
I am shirtless. My
Chewy is tattooed. Oh, you big teddy bear.
Chewy's got a shirt off, but he's so hairy, it looks like he has a shirt on.
All right, Zac Efron has evolved over the last few years. His, well, number one, his beard, of course. He never always had that, but now he's got a beard, and he's much beefier than the little Zac Efron that we remember from High School Musical. And on his new Netflix show, which is really, really good, by the way, Down to Earth, people have been saying he's giving off daddy vibes. And if you look at the pictures, he really is, and it looks like he's sort of leaning into the daddy vibe world because he's going to be doing a remake of the classic 80s movie Three Men and a Baby. I loved that.
Wow.
This is going to make you feel old, by the way, so settle in. This movie came out in 1987.
Whoa.
That was the year Zac Efron was born.
Dang.
It's literally a match made in heaven. Like, there's no way. He is not daddy. He is looking like Zaddy, okay? He's got the mustache.
Yeah.
He looks good. This him with a baby just taking care of it like a single dad and with the other dad.
Yes, okay.
Like, I want to see it right now. I'm going to pre-order it, okay?
Well, here's the problem. We've got Zac Efron cast, but there were two other guys, so now we got to fill in the Steve Guttenberg role and the Ted Danson role.
Yeah.
With modern day actors, who are we putting in there, you think?
Pete Davidson would be dope.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson, Seth Rogen, and the baby as the baby.
They just
to shake things up.
The baby.
All right, y'all, settle down, because I am super excited. Did y'all know that there are only 8 days left until Sharon Shepherd will be in the game? Here on Dish Nation, and I got some facts to tell y'all real quick about our new Sherry Shepherd. Now, did you guys know that she was also a Broadway actress?
What was she in?
Well, she was the first black woman to play the evil stepmother in Cinderella on Broadway. Yep.
Wow. That's so dope.
So you gotta love a woman who can make history, honey. So I am super excited she is coming. I know y'all are too, so yes.
Countdown. Let's go, Sherry.
All right, guys. Don't go anywhere. We have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion have the song of the summer with WAP. And if you don't know what that stands for, baby, in the words of Gary, you better Google it because I can't tell you.
And even though fans
say it. Well, you know I say what. You know I say it. Anyway, and even though fans can't get enough of the song and video, some fans are not happy about Kylie Jenner's cameo in the video. Lord have mercy, here they go. They actually started a change.org petition to remove Kylie from the video, y'all.
Are you kidding me? No.
So Cardi stepped up and defended the appearance by Kylie, and she tweeted, "Why did I put Kylie in my music video? She treated my sister and daughter so lovely at her kid's birthday party." Other fans have been taking a different approach, editing other stars into the video. Viola Davis even shared a fun-made picture of herself photoshopped onto Kylie's body, yo. So Portia, Cardi also said that she wanted women of different races in the video. So why do you think people have such a problem with Kylie being in the video?
It's her video.
No.
She already said that she has a relationship with the girl's mom, some other people. She basically put her in the video out of respect of her being cool with everybody around them. The mutual.
Yeah, but
let me say what I don't agree with. What I don't agree with is the music stopping, honey, because my head and my ass was going, and then it had to stop. And I'm in mid-twerk. Like, what's going on?
Did y'all see the meme where like they like said what she did to went to go do like after she walked through the door?
rise and shine.
I saw that
too. That is crazy.
All right, you guys, you know Jason Derulo is the king of TikTok,
okay,
right? He's always busting his teeth out and doing something crazy. And Will Smith rules the internet, so of course it made sense that these two had to collab together on some TikTok videos. Well, you might say Jason gave the Fresh Prince a not-so-fresh smile, but don't worry, Will got him back. Check it out.
Set it up. What we're going to do, we're going to get your swing right. So set it up. You got to set it right to the ball. Bend your knees a little bit. Wait, hold it. Don't swing yet.
Oh, God!
You can put some ice on that.
I got a thing.
All right, it's my turn. My turn.
No, I'm going to be back.
Hold up.
All right, we can just talk about this.
Will Smith kills Instagram, and he has the best editors ever, and so does Jason Derulo. So it makes sense for them to get together.
Yo, Gary, do you think this is another way of Will to get everybody else talking about, you know, just videos like this other than everything else that's going on with his family? What do you think, Gary?
No, because, honey, we still talking about what Jada did, honey, because this is August's month, so we're going to still talk about Jada in August.
Oh, you know what?
Lord, please, God, let this man move on.
Well, speaking of moving on, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right, and this deal is going to brighten your day, or should I say your night. It's the Eternal Solar LED Pathway Lights. Now, this set of 12 LED lights is perfect to light up all kind of pathways. From your home to your driveway, yard, garage, pool, or shed, the options are endless, and they're quick and easy to set up.
Now, you know I want to get lit, head crack. Tell me more.
Yo, listen, these solar power lights are charged up by the sun during the day, and they turn on automatically at night, so there's no need for batteries or wires that can be torn apart by animals and other wildlife, lawnmowers, or gardening tools. And the attractive metal and glass construction is designed to be long-lasting and weatherproof.
Now, hey, Craig, you know I'm on a fixed income, baby, so how much are they?
Well, Gary, I'm glad you asked, because these solar pathway lights have been seen as high as $70. Ooh. But for the Dish Nation fam, it's only
$24. $24? Yeah.
You know the destination. Just go to mortarsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Headcrack talks to Zynique, Romeo Miller, Jamie DeBose about their new Fox Soul show, The Mix. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Right now, I'm sitting with three of the stars of the brand new Fox Soul live show called The Mix. We got Zynique, we got Romeo Miller, and Jamie DeBose. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up?
Hi. How are you?
I'm going to start with you, Romeo. What can people expect to see on The Mix?
The Mix is what we've been needing now. You know, I think this is a talk show that young people have been looking for. We've been having voices on TV that... that hasn't been our voices. So that's why I'm super excited about this. I call it a mixed gumbo. You know, I'm from New Orleans. You got a little bit of everything in there. This is the Black View with two dudes, okay? That's what the mix is.
Now, Jamie, you guys are, you know, considered Generation Z, voices of the future. What subjects are you looking forward to tackling the most on the show?
Ooh, I kind of want to give Gen Z a voice in, like, political topics, especially because I feel like since we're younger, everyone kind of looks at us and they're like, well, you don't have enough life experience to truly understand what this country needs. And I'm kind of the voice to be like, listen, we know as much, if not maybe a little more than our older generation, because we're doing the best we can to educate ourselves.
Now, Zoe, your mom, Tamika Tiny Harris, is the executive producer of the show. How is it having Mom Dukes, you know, on set as a boss?
It was a little challenging at first because we're talking about everything on this show, you know, from relationships to sex, you know, stuff like that. So at first I was like, Mom, you know, please step out the room, but she's not doing that. I just be spilling all my tea ever since we done talked. So, you know, I just hope that my parents don't learn something about me that they did not want to learn.
They will. That's what's going to happen on The Mix.
We're all learning a lot about each other since we started The Mix already.
Yeah.
So this will make this next game really easy. The game is called At the Same Damn Time. I'm going to ask you guys some questions. I need all three of y'all to answer it at the same damn time. Are y'all ready?
Oh, man, we might be a -7, but let's go.
I think you guys got this in the bag. If all y'all went to a restaurant to eat at the same time, who pulling out the credit card first? Go.
Me.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not letting none of the ladies pay for nothing.
All right, cool. Next up, between everybody on the show, who probably curses the most? Go.
Zoe or Anton?
Anton.
Like me.
Or Zoe, yeah. Zoe does curse a lot too.
I get it. So, all right, last one. Between everybody on the show, who probably has the most exotic Google search history? Go.
Romeo. Wow. Wow, Jay.
I'm not
really
sure. Yeah, I would give Romeo.
So next up, yo, how does one stay in the mix?
So y'all just make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday night. When, Jay? What time?
At 7 Pacific Standard Time and 10 Eastern Time.
Make sure you download the app, y'all.
Yo, Fox Gold is the app. The Mix is the show. Jamie, Zoe, Romeo, thank y'all for pulling up. And salute to y'all representing Black excellence, okay? On a regular basis, man. Let's keep this thing banging. Keep it locked, y'all. More Dish Nation on the way.
Blessings.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Now, baby.
Hey. Hey.
Now, listen, y'all. We all know going through a divorce can be hard, Portia, especially after 33 years together. Now, Tina knows, honey, was on Own's girlfriend's check-in, and she opened up, y'all, about how she got through her turbulent divorce from Beyonce's daddy, Matthew Knowles. Y'all, take a look.
When I went through my divorce, I was devastated after 33 years of marriage. They came over and looked at old movies with me, and we ate ice cream all night. They let me feel sorry for myself for a short period of time, and then they were like, Mama, you a bad girl. Mm-hmm. And I won't use the word that they gave me, but...
and have any of y'all had...
I had to go,
You had a similar situation tied with being there for a parent y'all, or a child being there for you. I mean, have any of y'all been through that?
I did. My mom was married to my dad for almost 50 years, and
wow.
She was 74, he was 80, and she left him.
Wow.
Divorced him. So I was dealing with two parents who were, that my dad would call me and bitch about my mom, and then my mom would call me and bitch about my dad, and I'm in the middle as a grown woman with a 74-year-old and an 8-year-old man, you know, bitching
did
about
Did you tell your mom that she was a bad bitch?
I did. I said, Mom, you're a bad bitch. Just like bitch. Mrs. Yeah. Beyonce.
That's
she got
right.
a tattoo of a daisy. It says bad bitch right here by her.
Oh, God.
So now, which daughter y'all think, honey, said to Tina that she's a bad bitch?
I think it's Solange. I say Beyonce.
Solange
said she got the from Tina. She said,
Solange went on ahead and got pregnant at a young age. She's like, go to hell, daddy, you bastard.
I thought their shirt said sexy 60 salvage.
Salvageable.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.